Hi, my name is Adam Fields with the Midnight27Studios.com, creator of the Prowl comic book series. You are listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 126 and a half. You know what that means. It's going to be a mini episode. It's not going to be too long. It's not going to be too short. It's going to be just the perfect size for you. And right off the bat, I want to thank, of course, Mr. Adam Fields for that wonderful introduction to the podcast. And Adam is working hard on his Prowl comic book series. Issue 3 is coming real soon. And this episode is going to focus on my experience at Wizard World Columbus. But before I get into that, I got to do this. For the first time ever, I'm going to have to do something that I've never done before. And if you read my Facebook post just the other day, then you know exactly what it is I'm talking about. But let's go ahead and do it, man. I feel like I should have a drum roll or pyrotechnics going off or something, but here we go. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or your MP3 player. For you, the listeners of the PVD Cast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day free trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. You know, maybe you're like me. You love to find out about all of the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on in professional wrestling, and maybe you'll pick up what I'm reading. Hardcore History, the extremely unauthorized story of ECW by Scott E. Williams, or pick any of the titles that are there at Audible. But nonetheless, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast for your free audiobook. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen, as I announced on my on the Facebook page of the PVDcast that I am now going to have some sponsors here, man. And I'm very excited and I'm very thankful that Audible was giving me the opportunity to come on here and tell you about their products and to be a sponsor of the show. And as I mentioned on my post on Facebook, you know, I just think the time is now to have some sponsors here for the PVD Cast. You know, I think it's a good thing. It'll help me out a little bit. It'll help make this podcast better. And, you know, Audible's just going to be one of maybe a couple others that are going to show up here in the next few weeks or next few months on this podcast. And you know, I thought maybe it was going to be a huge pain in the neck to have sponsors, but after talking to some of the folks in the podcasting community here in Columbus, I realized that I was kind of wrong thinking that way. That actually, it's a benefit. It's not a hindrance. So, anyways, one more time, thank you, Audible, for being a sponsor for the PVD Cast. I'm happy to be aboard, and thank you once again. So, with that, and that's all out of the way, let's talk about Wizard World Columbus. The first time yours truly has ever been to a Wizard World show. Never gone to any of them. And they have them all across the United States. Never gone to any of them. And so this was my first chance to go. But for my first experience at Wizard World, it was really good. I had a blast. It was so nice to be down there to see some old friends, you know, most of whom have appeared on this podcast. I'm not going to name them all because inevitably I'll forget a few and I don't want to do that. But to see some old friends and hang out and to meet some new friends. And it's always cool to sit down to dinner and find some people that have the same opinions as you do when it comes to pop culture stuff and whatnot. So that was cool. I saw a lot of creative endeavors from some other people around the convention, and that was also cool. You know, there's a lot of talented people down there. You know, and ultimately, you know, I had two main things I wanted to accomplish. I wanted to do a little podcasting, which we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute, and I wanted to help Brian out. You know, Staunch Ambition, I think, was well received. You know, as people stopped by and they picked up the book and they looked at it, they complimented Brian and said how beautiful a book it was. And, you know, it led to some sales. And I think that Brian had a very good weekend. I think that Friday and Saturday were really, really good. I think the first half of Sunday was really good. I mean, ultimately, you know, and this happens with comic book conventions, you know, the shows closed at 4 o'clock. By about 2:30, the crowd had kind of diminished quite a bit. But, you know, ultimately, I think Brian will count this as a success for his first ever endeavor into Wizard World. And I had a blast. And, you know, one of the things I'm going to talk to you about, or one of the things I'm going to present, I should say, on this episode, this mini episode of the PVD cast, is what some people had to say about Staunch Ambition. So basically, did very similar to what I did with Space. As people bought a copy of Staunch Ambition, I asked them to give me a few seconds of why they stopped, what they like about the book, what are they, you know, how are they feeling about the con and whatnot. But I got a surprise. That's right, Sunday morning, legendary actor Barry Bostwick, who was there as a guest, was perusing Artist Alley, and he stopped by the table, and I got a few seconds of his time, and so you're going to hear him as the last voice you'll hear of all the people that we had, all the people that bought the book that came on to say a few words. Barry Bostwick did not buy a book, but he did give us a few words there about his experience at Wizard World. And, you know, if you don't know who Barry Bostwick is, well, he was in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. He was in Spin City, which is what many people remember him as. I believe he's been on a Law & Order SVU more recently. He's a ton of things that legendary actor's been in. And it was cool for him just to stop by and say hello. So, anyways, here in a few moments, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear all of the fine folks who picked up Staunch Ambition and hear their opinions on the book as well as Wizard World. But before we do that, I got a few other house cleaning items to talk about. This weekend, on the 12th of August, at the OCW Arena up in Akron, 2910 South Main Street, 7 o'clock is when things kick off as OCW presents Clockwork Orange. It's a big wrestling show. You don't want to miss it. They then are back in action about 2 weeks later on the 26th of August as they're going to crown a new women's champion. They're going to have a big women's tournament. All the information that you need for anything related to Ohio Championship Wrestling is ocwrestling.net. I also want to mention, too, that on the 27th of August, Old Wrestling presents its fifth annual Extravaganza. It starts at 2:30 in the afternoon at the Huron County Fairgrounds, which I believe is Norwalk, Ohio. Check out Old Wrestling, OLDEWrestling.com, for all the information, ladies and gentlemen. Let me remind you, just in case you need a quick reminder of where you can get this great podcast, it's available on the online home of yours truly, PVDcast.com, or you can get it through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Pod Paradise, the Echo Network, and of course SoundCloud. And with that, before I throw it to the break and you get to hear some of the fine folks that bought the book, I want to remind you where you can get in touch with me. You can get in touch with me. You can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter @pvdmvp. And if you'd like to, you can contact me through the PVDcast Facebook page. And that, of course, is facebook.com/pvdcast. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I want to thank you for listening. I'm going to throw it to a quick break. On the other side of the break, you're going to hear all those great people that picked up an issue or two or all three of Staunch Ambition and also Mr. Barry Bostwick, so stick around. All right, so here we go. We got an individual that stopped by and bought the very first book of Friday's show. So, sir, you're here with us. Your name is John, right?
Yep.
All right, John, what do you like about Staunch Ambition so far?
They are very vibrant. They pop out to you. They look like they're bring you in with like the action on it. It looks like that you're going to bring so much adventure and like almost a story just in the pictures in the front of it.
And you picked up all three issues, correct? Yep. The preview issue 1 and 2.
Yep, definitely. And I think this is going to be probably one of the best comics I've read.
Awesome. With I'm just ending it right there, Brian. That's a great compliment, man. So
it's
I'm going to
one
end
of the best comics I've ever written.
Well, it's always the only comic book you've ever written.
Right,
but
say that. Written like a plethora.
All right, thank you, John.
You're welcome.
All right, so I'm here with Matt. He just picked up Staunch Ambition, all three issues, as well as a print, the infamous Spider-Man versus Nightcrawler. Matt, why'd you stop by and grab something from us here today?
Dude, I just love the art, man. And I've been a comic book person pretty much all my life. And putting together a room with local artists and of a comic book stuff, so.
Cool. Oh, cool. How's Wizard World been for you so far?
It's been great, well, so far, man.
Okay, well, good. Excellent. Well, thanks for your purchase. We hope you enjoy it, man.
You bet.
All right. All right, so I'm here with Willie. He just picked up Staunch Ambition. And, Willie, how's Wizard World treating you so far?
It's been pretty well. It's pretty amazing.
Okay, cool. Well, let me ask you, why did you decide to pick up Staunch Ambition? What drew you to the book?
Oh, mainly the sci-fi aspect of it, and also the fact that it's the way it's described. It could be a possible future.
Cool. All right, you'll let us know if you like the book, right?
Yep.
All right, cool, man. Thank you very much, Willie. All right, well, we are here with another satisfied customer, Jake. You stopped by and picked up Staunch Ambition, so can I just ask for a few moments of your time? Why did you think you would like to check out this book?
Well, first of all, you see the artwork and you see all the effort that goes into it, and you also see people that are obviously just absolutely, it's their passion in life is to create stuff, so you always want to give those kind of people a chance, wouldn't you agree?
I agree. Is Wizard World treating you all right?
Oh yeah, it's great.
Okay, cool. Jake, we thank you very much for stopping by and picking up the book, man. We hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm standing here with Eddie. Eddie just purchased all three issues of Staunch Ambition. And Eddie, how are you doing today?
Doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Not doing too bad. So what drew you to come on over to the table and to take a look at Staunch Ambition?
Man, the covers and the art, it looks really great. It looks like an original story. The characters look great. It's just really laid out great.
I like the art.
All right, cool. How's Wizard World treating you, by the way?
Oh, great again, I guess. Can't think of another word. Just great. Everything's great.
All right, well, Eddie, thank you very much for picking up the book. We really appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, so I'm standing here with Thomas. And Thomas, you stopped by Wizard World booth number 219 to pick up your stuff for Staunch Ambition, correct?
Yeah, correct.
All right, and you were a backer for the Kickstarter program, correct?
I was, yes.
Why did you decide to give your hard-earned money to this guy, to Brian Lau, for this project?
Well, if you looked at the Kickstarter campaign, you looked at the artwork that was in it, everything, it looked like it was really good, top-notch stuff, and that's what I look for in a comic book. So that's why I gave him my money.
All right, well, we thank you for giving your money to this man, Brian Lau, and making Staunch Ambition a reality. Are you enjoying Wizard World?
Absolutely. It's great.
Yep. Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for taking just a few seconds to talk to us about it. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, I'm here with Brandon. Brandon, you just picked up the preview issue of Staunch Ambition. So if I may ask, why did you decide to stop on by the table and pick up an issue?
I'm into really any type of comic books, and I like to read new stories, so I was interested.
Okay, cool, man. And do you like science fiction?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, then we got a great tale for you there. How are you enjoying the con so far? You like Wizard World?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Have you just got here?
Yeah.
Is that okay? So that's a little, I could tell you were hesitant on that.
Well,
but
he's an artist himself.
Yeah, that's right. You are
what
an aspiring artist.
What kind of art do you like?
I like anime type art and manga art.
All right, and you're looking to pursue this? Yeah? All right, man. Well, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for picking up the book. We appreciate it, man. All right, so folks, I'm here with Jody. She stopped by the table here at Wizard World to pick up Staunch Ambition. And Jody, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can't complain. So what made you stop and decide that you were going to pick up Staunch Ambition?
Actually, it was just talking to them and looking at the art and the books and, yeah, just check it out.
All right. How's Wizard World been?
It's been fabulous. I got to touch both David Tennant and John Barrowman this weekend. So, yep.
Oh, well, that's a highlight for the year. Hey now. Anyways, well, thank you very much for picking up the book. You'll let us know how you like it, right?
Definitely.
All right. Thank you very much, Jody. Appreciate it. All right. Now, the most colorful crew has shown up to buy Staunch Ambition. I'm here with Bagman Handbag. and bagpipes. They purchased Staunch Ambition, and so what did you like about the Staunch Ambition? What made you decide that you're going to plunk down your hard-earned cash to pick up this book?
I think it was the themes behind the story. I really enjoyed talking with the writer, creator. He's got some great ideas. I'm very excited to see where it goes.
Excellent, excellent. Who are your arch nemesis? Bagman, Handbag, and Bagpipes. Is your evil villains here?
Plastic Man.
Plastic Man. Okay, Plastic Man.
Psychic Paperboy.
Paperboy, all right, clearly. The Recycler, I heard he might be around too, yeah.
The certainly. Recycler.
The Recycler. You got to watch out for that guy. Yeah, you got to...
I must say that the bags that you put the books in were excellent.
Yes. Well, have you guys enjoyed Wizard Roll?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Great, see you next year.
You got it. Thanks for stopping by.
The parents are back in a photo.
All right, there you go.
Snowball.
Yes. All right. I am standing here at Wizard World at the table, table 219, and Mr. Barry Bostwick stopped by to say hello. Sir, how are you today?
I'm doing good. It's early in the morning on a Sunday, right?
It is.
I think I'm awake yet. Now we're just trying to get more people in the door, and I'm wandering around the comic area and meeting some wonderful people and great, great artists. And people, I'm not a comic book person, so these guys could be superstars in their business, and I wouldn't know it, but I look around and I'm so impressed by the artwork.
Excellent. What do you have on tap for today?
I'm going to be signing autographs and, you know, that kind of stuff, and just talking with the fans, that's about it.
Can I put you on the spot? Have you had any really crazy fan interactions?
Not this one. No, not this one.
not this one, but in previous ones, there's been some crazy ones, huh?
The crazy ones. Well, they're not crazy. They're just fans, yeah, real fans.
Fantastic.
You know, the ones where they say, well, you've signed my thigh, and then they come back 5 hours later and it's been tattooed on their body. You know, I try to put a stop to it, but hey, it's up. I just don't do my signature like I do on checks. You know?
Well, sir, I don't want to keep you. Thank you for stopping by the table. Have a good rest of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.